This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean, and we're from Joy Breakfast.
We hope you enjoy this Joy podcast.
Transgender Victoria's Affirmation Station helps trans and gender diverse people connect, explore their identity, and find the support that they need on their gender journey.
This morning, we're joined by Transgender Victoria CEO Sun to find out more about what this means and how it all works. Welcome, Sun.
Hello, good morning.
Now, this affirmation station, it sounds amazing. What are some peer navigation services people can expect to see as part of it?
Oh, goodness. So there's a wide range of things now. We started this idea as an op shop initially, and it is an op shop among other things. We also have the Transmakers Market, which is the space that young and emerging artists of gender diverse experience create things and sell to the public, and 100% of the proceeds go back to them. You can make appointments for peer navigation one-to-one with our peer navigator, Kerry, and that's to talk about anything on your gender diverse discovery journey. And then there's a range of affirmation services as well, including things like binder fittings, bra fittings, styling sessions, makeup classes. There's from time to time free massages. It's a very exciting space. And you can just come and drop in and hang out and have a coffee, play on the Switch with your mates.
So that's what I was wondering, with a space like this, with so much on offer, that Affirmation Station is the perfect title for it. Like, it just hits the nail right on the head. But with services like this, or making a booking, or needing to do something, can you just walk in? Because I know for a lot of people, how they approach this can be a really hard thing to do.
Yeah, look, we're very mindful of not being a very, you know, shouty space on the street. It's quite discreetly branded, so you don't have to worry about, you know, being visible in terms of actually approaching the space. You can make appointments via the website prior, and then we're open to the public 11 till 6, Wednesday to Friday, just to come and hang out.
I love the idea of peer navigation, not just peer support. Like, you can do this. It's like, here's ways in which you can do this. So I love the use of that language as well. Now, if people were wanting to get involved, is the op shop something that we can make donations to?
You can make donations, or you can volunteer, which is a really nice way also of showing your allyship to community. We're very keen on volunteers at the moment, just really booting up that aspect of what we do, re-energising some of that space. In terms of bringing great quantities of clothes, we ask you to check through your stuff first, make sure it's clean and you know, not torn, and actually just transfabulous, ideally. And that you spend, you know, expect to spend about 15 minutes there with us as we go through stuff, because we probably will send you away. We don't have a lot of storage space, so we will probably send you away with stuff that we've already got 15 versions of. So we're kind of very careful to not be deluged by all the fabulous clothes in Melbourne, because we just simply don't have space to chuck it all away in the back until we get it into the front.
Well, that's completely fair. If someone wanted to volunteer, how do they go about doing that?
Via the website. Again, there's a induction process. Our lovely volunteer coordinator, Ikira, will get back to you within a couple of weeks. And there's a range of things that you can do as a volunteer, you know, everything from being involved in subcommittees through to, being in the op shop space. We've also got events and activities. The Transmakers Market goes out and about to regional Victoria throughout the year. So there's a million different ways that you can connect in that space, which is really fun.
Love it.
It's so brilliant. Now, another initiative from Transgender Victoria is the Community Development Fund, which provides funding and support packages for trans and gender diverse Victorians to create peer support programs. So what do we mean when we are talking about these peer support programs?
So a lot of people are doing peer support unpaid already, And that might be, you know, checking in on a mate that's not doing so well, or it might be, you know, some of the programs we've supported in the past have been queer climbing clubs, online yoga, there's just, so many diverse things. Food Angels was one of the programs back during COVID. Anybody who's doing an activity as a group that supports other trans and gender diverse people to be their best selves can come and have a chat to Stevie and just think through, I guess, the main things we're interested in doing is it's a little bit of startup money or a little bit of get going money. You can pay yourself with that money. Well, the choir is actually one of the initiatives out of this space as well. And the biggest thing though is that we can support you in applying for other grants, developing the space and the sustainability of the program so that you've got more people helping you to keep it going.
I love that. That sounds absolutely fantastic. Now, TGV have launched the Let's Change That campaign in light of Transgender Day of Visibility, which was on Sunday, with the aim to inspire people to become more confident allies to the trans community. What are some of the key messages of this campaign?
So we discovered in our research and lived experience, I guess, that most people say that they don't know a trans person. And so we think they probably do, but they don't necessarily, the people that they know don't necessarily feel confident in sharing their identity with folks. So it's really about getting people to a stage where they feel more confident in being an ally, in declaring themselves an ally, so that people do come out to them. And some of those things are around educating yourself so that you have a better understanding of the diversity of gender identities and language that are in common use. We do a lunch and learn session coming up in a couple of weeks, or 16th of April that is. That's just book in online and come and learn a bit more about gender diversity. You know, get across pronouns, understand how to use them, how to ask what other people might like to use. Promoting inclusivity in your workplace, volunteering your time.
Wow.
You know, anything that is basically showing your support and amplifying trans voices.
There is so much that Transgender Victoria are doing, and I feel like we should probably get you on again and we can talk more in detail about some of those other services you offer as well. But Sun, thank you so much for joining us this morning. If you want to find out any of the information of all of the things we've spoken about, the Affirmation Station or the TGV Community Development Fund, you can head to tgv.org.au.
And Sun, we're absolutely going to get you back because there's so much going on. This was just a brief. It's great. It's great that there is so much to talk about in regards to supporting our trans and gender diverse communities. Thank you so much for joining us this morning on the show.
Thank you so much for reaching out, and happy, you know, post-Trans Day of Visibility. There's a lot of tired trans people around this week.
Well, we will continue to celebrate and uplift our trans and gender diverse communities. Thanks, Son. Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean, and I hope you enjoyed this little snippet of the fun we bring to air as a part of Joy Breakfast during weekdays.
Don't forget to tune in from 7 till 9 a.m. or like and subscribe to the Joy Podcast.
And keep yourself out loud and proud.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.